just wanted to share with you some thoughts that came to mind last week in anticipation of Yom Yerushalayim. I think they remain equally Me'inyana D'Yoma now as well. In Shemoneh Esrei, the Bakosh is formulated V'liyushalayim Ircha Barachamim Toshuv. That we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we beseech Him that He return to Yerushalayim. It's interesting that we make a point of describing and defining Yerushalayim as a city. Why don't we just say V'liyushalayim Barachamim Toshuv? Why do we have to describe Yerushalayim as a city? What L'cha'orah is unique about Yerushalayim is that it's the third of the Gimel Machnos of the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Machna Yisrael of the Gimel Machnos. Hence, Kachem Kalam are eaten there. Maisa Sheni, Netar Avai, it has the status of Lifnei Hashem. That's what distinguishes Yerushalayim. And its uniqueness is further underscored by there are many other halachas unique to Yerushalayim, Asar Dvarim Nemru B'Yerushalayim, which the Gemara in Bava Kamma enumerates, Ein Anases Yeran Idachas, Ein Habayas Cholot Bo, there's no din of Nigei Batim in Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim is special Al Pidin, and what's special about it, of course, is its Kedusha. That being the case, so why do we give it a political definition? We define Yerushalayim as a city. But in truth, clearly, Chazal in this bracha take their cue from many psukim well known to all of us from Tanakh. V'hispalu el Hashem darech ha'ir asher bochartu bo. Or in this morning's Shir Shel Yom, Gogol Hashem u'muhulol ma'od be'ir Elokeinu har kodesho. Kasher shamanu kein re'inu be'ir Hashem tzvakos be'ir Elokeinu Elokim yechonenehu ad olam selah. So already in Nach, we find this, again, description, definition of Yerushalayim as a city, but again, the question is, that doesn't seem to be any unique distinction to Yerushalayim, and doesn't seem to be much of a yichus. What is Al Pidin? What does Ir represent? What is the notion of a city represent Al Pi Halacha? So consider the following halacha from the Rambam in Matnas Aniyim, but there are many such halachas which would illustrate and prove this point. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim that kol ir sheyesh ba Yisrael chayavin lahamid mehem gaboy itzdaka anashim yiduim v'ne'amonim. Any city in which there's a Jewish population, they have to have gaboy itzdaka. And the Gabbai Tzedaka, they levy a Tzedaka tax on all the people who, and all the residents of the city, and they collect the money, and then in turn, V'chein mechalkin ha-mo'os me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, v'nosn l'chol oni v'oni mezeronos ha-maspik in the shuva yomim v'zuhi ha-nikres kupa. And then they distribute the Tzedaka funds every Friday, and this weekly stipend, this is what's called kupa, and then the Rambam goes on to say that lo shamanu v'lo re'inu, a city which doesn't have a kupa shel tzedakah. Now, a yochid is not chayav to have a tzedakah fund necessarily, right? A yochid is chayav in pasach tiftach is yodcho lochicha laniyecha lasikpots is yodcho meochicha ha'evyom. A yachid is mechuyev to respond to needs. Again, either kefi matnas yado, Bei machzoro, or if it's an ani hamachazor ha-psachim, a matanim u'epes. But he has no chiyuv to establish a kupa. So clearly, what this halacha represents, I think in the very first issue of the Masara journal, this is quoted b'shem Ibrahim, that in tztaka, there's not only a chovis yachid, but a chovis tzibur as well. And Reb Chaim uses that to address Tosis' kasha about how can you be kofal at tztaka if it's matan schar b'tzida. At any rate, so there's not only a chovis yachid by tztaka, there's a chovis tzibur. Now, when does the chovis tzibur emerge? The chovis tzibur emerges in a city. Well, so what that illustrates is that the role or the significance of a city, al pidin, is that it's ma'ached. It's ma'ached yichidim, and it creates a tzibur. And again, tzibur in the sense, as the Rav often said, this is written up in one of his English ma'amarim as well, that tzibur is not simply a massive partnership. It's not just a partnership which is comprised, instead of a little partnership of two people, of five people, but is comprised of many people. So the Rav said, no, the pshat in the tzibur rather is that a tzibur, again, a partnership means there are many yechidim who are involved. And a tzibur is a chativa b'fnei atzma, or as the Rav termed it, it's a metaphysical entity. And he proves this concept. The Yosemech has something similar. He proves this concept by, among other things, the fact that the Gemara says that ain't tzibur meis. The yechidim, right, the yechidim of any particular generation is dor holech v'dor ba, but that metaphysical entity of Klal Yisrael, that tzibur, so that the Gemara says, cannot be meis. So the significance of a city is that a city is ma'ached, and it takes yechidim, and it makes them into a chativa achas. It makes them into a new, again, metaphysical entity of a tzibur. And that happens within the confines of a city. And again, that's why we have many halachas of chiyuvim, again, in a city. For instance, the Gemara in Bava Basra, talking about the takanish, you moshiv and melamdin. So there too it says, b'chol ir v'ir, that you have to be moshiv melamdin in every city, again, because that's a chovas tzibur. The tzibur has an achrayas to see to it that the children should be taught. It's a chovas tzibur. So where is that chovas tzibur? Where is that chal within a city? So that's the significance of a city. Yerushalayim Ircha, whereas every city is ma'ached, and it creates a local tzibur. It's a local tzibur. So in Washington Heights, there's a local tzibur. If there's a certain minig, so then the minig is binding on the toshavei ha'ir. It's not binding on the toshavim of other ayoros. Yerushalayim Ircha, the reason the psukim in Nach refer to Yerushalayim as a city is because Yerushalayim, again, as is the function of a city in halacha, is ma'ached, but not simply ma'ached a local tzibur. What's unique about Yerushalayim is that Yerushalayim is ma'ached all of Klal Yisrael. And in fact, the Malbim says in his Perush and Tehillim in Kuf Chav Beis, in the capital of Samachti Ba'omim Li, Beis Hashem Neilech, Omdas Hayu Agleinu B'Sharach Yerushalayim. So then the Pesuk says, Yerushalayim HaBenuya, So the Malbim says that David HaMelech here describes the Klalus HaUma. He describes Klal Yisrael as a Gviya, as a body, as one organism, right? One living being. And says that Yerushalayim functions as the Lev U'Moach. Yerushalayim functions as the heart and the brain, i.e., it's through Yerushalayim that the tzibur is formed, that the tzibur coalesces, and that we have, again, the unity necessary for tzibur. And that's the significance of the Yerushalayim Ircha. Then the Malbim goes on in that same capital and says something really with remarkable and far-reaching implications. The Malbim says on the pasuk of Shalu Shlom Yerushalayim Yishloi Ohavayich. The Malbim says that if one wants to know about the welfare of Yerushalayim, Shalom, the Malbim says, in the sense of from external forces, so then that depends upon Yishloyu, on the Shalva, tranquility, inner peace, right? Shalom ha'apnimi of Ohavayich, that those who love Yerushalayim, i.e., all Jews, right, who are misached through, bizman that there was Aliyah l'regel, through the fact that we all went up to Yerushalayim, right? Hence, one of the Asara Nisim of the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Mishnah in Pekei Avos, is Me'olam lo Omer Odom Tzali Hamokim Sh'olim B'Yerushalayim, because again, that would be a steer to what Yerushalayim is. Yerushalayim is Ma'ached Kal Yisrael. It's inconceivable that anyone shouldn't, that Yerushalayim shouldn't be able to accommodate everyone. Me'olam lo Omer Odom Tzali Hamokim Sh'olim B'Yerushalayim. The Malbim says that the Shalom of Yerushalayim, the peace of Yerushalayim, from outer, external forces, depends upon the Yishloyu or Havayich, on the inner tranquility, on the Shalom which exists amongst Jews. And the Malbim says, it's amazing, you'll take a look, the Malbim says, and what guarantees the Shalom of Yerushalayim is the Yishloyu or Havayich. So if one wants to know Shalu Shlom Yerushalayim, so the answer, the Malbim says, is not to be divined necessarily through political prognosis, but rather look and see whether or not Yishloyu or Havayich. If only Yishloyu or Havayich, so then the Malbim says one can be assured that the answer is in the affirmative with regard to Shalu Shlom Yerushalayim. The implications of the Malbim are obvious. I think all of us are haunted, should be haunted, by what are we doing, what can we be doing during such an Eitz Tzara. So clearly, to reinforce both in attitude as well as geographical proximity, to the extent that each one of us, kifi kocho, kifi hesed yodo, to reinforce our tie with Eretz Yisrael, but also the Malbim tells us that Shalu Shlom Yerushalayim, the Haftocha, which David HaMelech tells us, that Shalu Shlom Yerushalayim, to ensure the Shalom of Yerushalayim, is Yishloyu or Havayach, and that the mitzvahs Hashoah is Ahavas Yisrael, simply that there should be more and more Ahavas Yisrael. You know, when there's an Eitz Tzara, you mashmesh b'masav. It's very difficult for someone to say that I know what the cause is, where I can identify behei hayadiya, what it is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is being toveya from us. But l'chora, one way to at least understand part of the answer is if one looks and sees what it is that the Eitz Tzara has elicited from us. What is it that the Eitz Tzara has forcefully drawn from within us? So clearly, one of the things which we've all witnessed and Baruch Hashem participated in over the past weeks is that there's been a tremendous sense, again, of transcending all the sinas chinam and all the divisiveness which exists within Klal Yisrael, and that when Rachmana Litzlan, when the anti-Semites don't distinguish between one Jew and another Jew, between a Jew of this stripe and a Jew of another stripe, so then we also don't, right? We in closing ranks to try to help and identify with Achenu B'nai Yisrael, so we're also moved to this sense of Achdus. So one can only wonder what would happen if we didn't need such tzaris and such yisurim and such attacks from the outside in order to foster that sense of achdus. Maybe at least in part that would undercut again the need, because if only we could be moved and be nisoreh to that reaction of Yishloyu or Havayach, so then we wouldn't need to hear of the anti-Semitism sweeping Europe or Rachman al-Etzlan, of all the terrible, terrible tragedies in Eretz Yisrael, to foster this sense of Yishloyu Ohavoyach.